International correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Friday 13 away from 6 in Britain, Gavin Gray. Gavin, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
So a big win for the schools.
Yes, so unusual story this. A Muslim student at a school in northwest London in Wembley has lost a High Court challenge that she raised because the school bans prayer rituals, all prayer rituals. And Michaela School in Wembley is deemed to be absolutely outstanding by the school inspector. In other words, among the very best schools in the country. But it was taken to court by the girl over the policy. She was arguing it was discriminatory. Now, the non-faith state secondary school, so that is the government-run, it's a free school, in other words, and it's secondary, so for pupils from about 11 upwards, had previously told the High Court that allowing prayer rituals risked undermining inclusion among pupils. And an 83-page written judgment dismissed the student's case, saying the claimant at the very least accepted that when she enrolled at the school, she would be subject to restrictions on her ability to manifest her religion. Roughly half the 700 pupils are Muslim, and yet it seems this was the only complaint. And back in March of last year, 30 students began praying in the school's yard using blazers to kneel on, but pupils are not allowed to gather in groups of more than four. And the school introduced this ban, saying there was a culture shift towards segregation between religious groups and intimidation within the group of Muslim pupils, which it simply would not allow. And today, they've won.
Okay. I looked at the video. What was the building, this in Copenhagen, of course, the Stock Exchange, was that encased in something? Was it wrapped? Or something went wrong with the construction?
Yeah, that's subject to an investigation, but right. It's looking that way, Mike. So we're talking about the 17th century, one of the finest buildings in Europe, and certainly the Copenhagen city's oldest building. Onlookers absolutely shocked and stunned, its iconic dragon spire tumbling into the street below after a massive fire. The old Stock Exchange building is right in the heart of Copenhagen, and right next to as well the Royal Palace of Christiansborg Castle as well. And people just stood around in awe. It is described as the equivalent of France losing the Notre Dame. So that's how symbolic it was. And you're right. It was wrapped in plastic coating with scaffolding around it because there were some renovation works going on. So all the investigators now looking at the fact, was it this renovation meant to protect it for the future that has actually cost its life? The only plus side on all this, Mike, is volunteers and other workers rushed to the scene in order to remove hundreds of priceless artworks that I'm afraid many were lost in this fire.
You're a good man. Catch up soon. Gavin Gray out of Britain this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.